Flare of the Mounties, a story of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police.
We present the first episode of Blair of the Mounties. 30 years ago, away up in the Canadian Arctic, wandering prospectors discovered a mysterious warm valley, a region of hot springs where flowering shrubs and luxuriant vegetation flourish the whole year through. Around the mysterious legend of Fire Valley, tonight's episode has been woven. As the story opens, we find Sergeant Blair of the Northwest Mounted Police and old Angus McGregor, Hudson Bay factor, smoking by the fire.
Throw up to the stool, Sergeant. Yon's a Cornish.
Yes, pretty cold, Angus. Heavens, what a country for a man to spend his days in.
Aye, she's a hard country. But tell me, what about yon story of Fire Valley?
Oh, yes. Well, it was one afternoon in the late fall when the news came in that Corporal Leslie had been missing from Bear Creek for a week. The Indians had a queer story. Said that Leslie had been stolen away by ghosts.
Ghosts,
in the night.
You say?
Well, That was the story. Indians from the Badlands said they'd seen the ghosts heading north with a white man.
Man, that was funny.
Funny, yes. But the queerest thing of all was that our next clue came from England.
Eh? Free England?
Yes. Leslie's mother, Lady Danbury, had a dream.
Oh, a dream, you say?
Yes. Let's see if I can describe it to you.
Did you ring, milady?
Yes, Dawson. Is Lord Danbury down yet?
Yes, milady. He's out in the rose garden. Shall I call him, milady?
No, thanks, Dawson. I'll go out to him. Oh, Robert?
Yes? Good morning, Marion.
By Jove! What makes you so pale? Didn't you sleep well?
No. I had the most terrible dream. I want to tell you about it.
A dream? Oh, come now, Marion. That's ridiculous. Come, come, better forget it.
Oh, but listen, Robert. It means something, I'm sure it does. I dreamed about Alan.
About Alan? Fiddlesticks. Just a touch of indigestion, my dear.
Oh, but please, Robert, at least let me tell you about it.
Well, well. Oh, all right.
It was so utterly realistic. I saw Alan plainly. He was in some trouble, imploring me to help him.
Oh, look here, Marion. Alan was probably safe and sound out there in Canada.
I tell you, he isn't. Something's terribly wrong. I saw Alan standing under a strange overhanging rock. I know something's happened to him.
Really, Marion, this is preposterous.
Hello, Dawson. What do you want?
Begging your pardon, my lord. This here telegram just arrived.
Oh, telegram? All right. Good heavens. It's a cablegram from Canada.
From Canada? Oh, dear, what is it?
Of all the astonishing things. Listen to this. It's from the Commissioner of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police in Ottawa. Regret to advise your son, Corporal ACM Leslie, missing. Missing from Thunder Bay Detachment since October 10th. So far, no trace. Well, upon my soul, Marion, what do you think of that?
Now will you believe in my dream?
Dream? Stuff and nonsense. And you say you saw him standing under some confounded rock or other. Oh, bah, disgusting, I call
it. But we must do something about it.
Do something? Just because that young idiot goes and pushes off into the jungle, or whatever they call it out there, you tell me to do something. Why, it's positively insane.
Robert, I'm going to Canada.
What? Hang it all. I won't allow it. It's idiotic. It's... my dear Marion, you don't really mean that.
I most certainly do.
Oh, preposterous.
I've looked up the sailings. The Winnetoba sails on Wednesday.
The Winnetoba? Why, she's the foulest old tub afloat. If I have to go on this wild goose chase, we'll go by the Cunard. We shall be in Edmonton in 18 days.
Then you will go, dear.
Oh, I suppose so. Never get any peace if I don't.
Splendid, you're such a sweet old thing, Robert.
Sweet old thing. Weak-minded old idiot. Always giving in to these confounded women.
Hello there, Sergeant.
Hello, Mac.
Did you have a talk with his lordship?
Yes, I had a long talk with him and Lady Danbury.
Hold on now. What's that picture you have there?
Why, it's a sketch Lady Danbury made. That queer-shaped rock is where she saw her son standing in her dream.
In a dream? And they came all the way from England to tell you about a dream?
Yes, funny. But we've got to humor them. They're mighty important people.
But look at them trees with leaves on them. Them's poplars. Sure, there's plenty of them up north.
Yes, it's queer, that. Of course, there wouldn't be any poplars with leaves on them this time of the year.
Oh, policeman chief. Pretty cold.
Oh, hello. Day. Hello, Joe. Come in and get warm.
Huh? Matiki Manitou.
Peter, Joe doesn't like that picture.
Why, you get him that picture.
What's wrong, Joe?
Him bad picture. No good. You no keep him.
What? You know that place, Joe?
Yeah, I know him. Him bad place.
Here, hold on, Joe. Good heavens, what a thing if that dream should be true.
Him no good place.
Here, Joe, what do you call him, that place?
Injun man, him call him Pakawan Inyo.
Pakawan? Why, good Lord, that's Fire Valley. Joe, maybe you make mistake.
No, me know him. Man go Pakawan, him never come.
Here, wait a minute, Joe. You know trail to that place?
Yeah, I know him. Long way, bad trail. Joe no go. No like him, Pakawan.
Hold on, you my friend, Joe.
Yeah, you good man, policeman chief.
All right, Joe. Maybe I go Pakawan. Maybe policeman Rafferty, him go too. Maybe I tell him big white chief, Joe him scared go Pakawan. What do you say, Joe?
Maybe you go policeman chief, Joe him go too.
Right. You find him little bear, Joe. Tomorrow, daylight, we go.
Policeman chief, tomorrow, daylight, I go.
Well, by the holy poker, that's a fine trip you're after planning. Slap through the Badlands in the dead of winter. I'm thinking we'll never come through alive.
Maybe you're right, Rafferty. It'll be a hard trail, but, well, we're in the police.
Aye, we're in the police. Well, what's the orders?
Look over the dog teams, Mike. I'll need two sleighs. Stand by to pull out at dawn tomorrow.
Okay, Sergeant.
I'll be with you.
Start up the fire, Mike.
I will that.
Say, how are those feet of yours, Mike? Pretty badly swollen?
No, they're not so bad.
Think you can make it, old chap?
Oh, sure, I'll be all right. But, what is this Fire Valley, Sergeant?
Why, they say there's a tropical valley up here in the Arctic, caused by hot springs, most likely.
A tropical valley? Well, no, that's a queer thing in a cold country like this, so it is.
And yet there's truth in it. They say there's a band of white-faced Indians in there.
By golly, no. It might be them ghosts they was talking about.
By Jove, yes, it might be.
What about that picture?
Well, that's the most astounding thing of all. That rock in the picture is the one at the entrance to Fire Valley.
Sergeant?
Yes?
Did you notice how warm it's turned?
Yes, that's right. Feels like a Chinook, but it's too far north for that. I wonder. Hello, Joe. What is it?
You come. I'll show what? You. You see him light in the sky?
Light? By jingo, yes. Looks like a big fire. Say, Joe, you don't mean...
Yeah. Him Pakawan. Maybe tomorrow. We make him.
So that's why it turns so warm. Well, that's lucky. Another day on that trail and we'd be all in.
What is it, Sergeant?
Looks like Fire Valley just ahead, Mike. We'll rest up here and move up closer to the valley tomorrow. Look after the dogs, Joe.
Yeah. I'll fix them.
Well, Mike, do you have a good rest?
Sure, I feel like a two-year-old, Sergeant. Did you have a look at the valley?
Yes, only a few hundred yards through the bush.
Did you see anything?
Well, no. The place seems as quiet as a grave. But we found that big rock.
You did?
Yes, just like it is in the picture. We didn't go beyond the rock, but we'll have a look tonight. It'll soon be dark now.
You got it. It's a spooky business. Hello. There's Joe. What's wrong, I wonder?
What is it, Joe?
Oh, policeman chief. Woman, she come.
A woman?
Yeah, she come by trail.
Sure, it's a woman, all right. And a good looker for an Indian. Hey, what you want, young lady?
My name, Onita. I live Pakawan.
Well, why you come?
You come, Pakawan. I show you white man. His name Linley.
Mother of mercy. Does she mean Leslie?
Yes.
Good heavens, Leslie, here in this place?
Look out now, Sergeant. It may be a trap.
Oh, no. Linley, my friend. You no come tonight, Linley die.
Now, look, we've got a chance it, Mike. All right, we come.
Can you see anything, Sergeant?
Yes, there's a path going up the side of this rock. Is Joe there?
Sure, he's right behind me.
All right, keep your gun handy.
Wait, you come. Linley, in this place.
We got her. It's a cave.
Yes, you know what's the entrance.
I'm going in.
Let me hear, White Chief. You seen?
No, dear. Leslie. All tied up. Oh, Mike.
What is it, Sergeant?
Let's have your knife. Thanks, that's it. Cut this rawhide lashing. Now the gag. Good. Leslie. Leslie.
What? Who's that?
Come on, Leslie. This is Sergeant Blair.
Sergeant Blair? Why, how did you...
Listen.
Look out, Sergeant. It's the engine. He
says
we've started something.
All right, Mike, stand by that engine. Come on, Leslie, snap into it.
Oh, heavens, I'm stiff as a board. Well, I'll be all right in a minute. Look after Anita, Sergeant. She saved my life.
All right, Leslie, can you walk?
Yes, I guess so.
Come on, you mother and devil. There's one for you. Mother and mercy, they got the gun, Sergeant.
What?
Good Lord.
Yes, and she fell over the cliff.
Good heavens. Listen.
The drums have stopped.
By the holy poker, so they have.
Yes. Come on, Mike. Now's our chance to make a break for it. It's our only chance. We'll go back along the path and...
Man, Sergeant, what a story. But you haven't finished. What would they be wanting this Leslie for?
Well, that was the secret of the whole affair. They believed the time was approaching when their gods would destroy Fire Valley. If they sacrificed a white man, they hoped to avert the danger of the gods.
And the sacrifice didn't come off.
No, that's funny, too. After our trip, a strong police party went in there. There had been a big volcanic eruption. The whole place was wiped out.
No, that's queer. And what about Leslie?
Oh, we got him back, all right. Had quite a time, though. Poor little Anita got an arrow slapped through her. She went over the cliff. Leslie was crazy. Then came the trip over the Badlands. It was a nightmare, but we made it. And that, Angus, is the story of Fire Valley.
Hey, Mon Sergeant. Yon's a queer story.
A strange story indeed, but only one of many and varied adventures of Sergeant Blair as told in this thrilling series. Tune in for our next episode in Blair of the Mounties entitled Murder in Long Coulee.
Of the Mounties, a story of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police.
Our scene opens at Fort McAllister in the Canadian Northwest. The fort is a survival of the old days, when the great Hudson Bay Company held sway over that vast region under the ancient title of the Gentlemen Adventurers of England, trading into Hudson Bay. The glory of the old days has departed. But the fort is still a company post. Here is the company store. Here, too, is the small Northwest Mounted Police post, where we find Sergeant Blair. The big stove, piled full of green birch logs, is red hot. Outside, a blizzard rages. Entering the cabin as our story opens is Blair's trusted assistant, Angus Cameron.
Oh, hello, Angus.
Man, Sergeant, yon's a hard nest. Listen to that wind, will you?
Yes, it's a bad night, all right. Did you phone Marshal at Fort Douglas about that fur case?
Aye, I did that. He'll be out on it in the morning.
Anything else doing?
Marshal said a dog team went by at 4:00.
What, in this weather? Who was it?
It's Belle Latour, heading this way.
Belle Latour? Good Lord, fancy a woman on the trail a night like this.
Aye, but what a woman yon is, Sergeant. Worth a million, they say. And yet she's no satisfied. Just built a dance hall in the new tune at Dawson. Calls it the Circle.
Yes, hope she gets through all right. Yes, she will. She's got the best dogs in the Northwest. And Antoine's the finest driver from here to Hudson Bay. Should be showing up soon.
Listen, will you? There's something new.
No, can't hear a thing for that wind, Angus.
It's a team, Sergeant. Listen.
Oh, yes, I believe you're right. Open that door.
Wheel!
Hello there, Angus! Hello,
come
Sergeant!
In.
Gee, what a night!
Hello there, Angus. Give a hand to the dog.
Aye, Sergeant.
Sit down, Belle.
Thanks, Sergeant. Gosh, what a trail. Bucking that blizzard clear from Holy Cross Lake.
Where are you heading, Belle?
Oh, just going down to Edmonton. Got a load of fox furs. Got to make the Saturday's train. But this wind's too tough even for me. I'll lay up here till it quits.
I see. Well,
I got your wire from Holy Cross. What's on your mind, Bell?
Plenty. You ain't forgotten Finger Smith, have you?
I know. What about him?
He's out of jail.
Yeah, so I heard. Up in Alaska, I believe.
No, he ain't, Sergeant.
What?
No, he was up there on the landing last night and heading this way.
That's interesting.
Too interesting to suit me, Sergeant. Finger's never forgiven you for picking him up at Battlesford that time. He's doing a lot of talking and said he was going to get you.
Oh, see here, Bell.
Yeah, I know, but you better watch out, Sergeant. Finger's is bad medicine. He's got a couple of tough birds with him.
I see. Well, thanks for tipping me off. Coming back this way?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, got to be getting over to the store.
All right, Bell. Good luck.
Thanks.
Finger Smith again, eh? No rest for the wicked.
And the wind will ring, all the boys will sing.
Oh, Angus.
Aye, Sergeant.
Did you hear about Finger Smith?
Aye, Anton was telling me. What do you think of it, Sergeant?
Well, we'll have to watch he doesn't spoil that good record we have in this district. Oh. Sounds as if the wind dropped.
Aye, it has that. And look at the northern lights. Yon's a magnificent sight, Sergeant.
Yes. What's out of the fort?
Ah, it's the wee woman is starting out on the trail again. Yon's a long trail she's stacking.
Yes, Bell's trail will never end till that brave little heart of hers stops beating. Well, better bank that fire, Angus. I'll be turning in.
Aye, Sergeant. I'll do that. Good night, dear.
Good night, Angus. Hello? What's that? Hey, wake up, Angus.
Oh, man, I was having a fine sleep.
All right, I'll go. What? Good Lord, Bell, are you back again?
Yes, it's me. Sergeant, quick. I've been robbed and all that good fur cleaned out.
What?
Sure, they held me up in Long Coulee.
Held up? Why, look here. They don't hold people up in this country.
Oh, no? I tell you it's the truth, Sergeant. Oh, for heaven's sake!
Steady now, Bell. Take it easy. Sit down. Start the beginning. Come on, Angus. Hurry up.
Aye, I'm coming. Oh, where in the world did I put my socks? They're on my feet.
All right, Bell. Let's have a story.
Well, I was right in the middle of Long Coulee. I was riding and pretty near asleep. And all of a sudden, there was a shot in the bush. Antoine's lean dog went down. And three men jumped it.
Recognize the men?
No, not a chance.
Too bad, Bell.
But I tell you one thing. One of those men was Finger.
Finger Smith, you sure?
Sure, I'm dead certain. I'd know his voice in a million.
What happened to Antoine?
I shot him. When I got the dogs clear, poor old Mishka was dead. Best lead dog I ever had. Gee, was I mad.
Is Antoine dead?
Sure, never made a move. Gosh, 30 years in this country, and that's the first time anybody ever stole a nickel's worth from me. And as for losing Antoine... Poor old Mishka. Oh, Jesus!
All right, take it easy, Bell. Gotta lift that fur?
Yeah, sure. It's in my handbag.
Oh, Hangus.
Yes, Sergeant?
We need the Indian trackers. I wonder who's around the fort.
They're all here, I'm thinking.
Well, get Joe the man and Little Bear if you can. Get him out ahead of us. And get Marshall to start for Long Coulee at once. All right, Angus, slip into it. We'll start in half an hour.
Aye, Sergeant.
Gosh, I hope you'll get them guys. Tain't the money I mind so much. It's the idea of being held up at this cheap, four-flushing gang and losing old Mishka. Ah, gee, he was a grand dog, Sarge. I feel like murdering somebody.
Oh, no, you're getting sore, Bell. I think we'll pick him up. Well, how's we getting along?
Well, so long, Sergeant, and good luck to you.
Thanks. So long, Bell.
Yon's the coolie just ahead, Sergeant.
Yes, there's Joe the man and Marshall. All right, leave the dogs here, Angus.
Oh, policeman chief, you home.
Hello, Joe. Morning, Marshall.
Good morning, Sergeant. It's pretty bad business.
Yes, where's the place?
Just ahead, under the high bank, Sergeant.
Find anything?
Not much, Sergeant. There's a lot of blood on the snow and the place is swarming with tracks.
I see. Well, Joe, what do you say?
Oh, three men here. One man top in bush here by trail. One man, other side trail. Another man on top, big bank. Watch for slave.
Yes, I know. I don't want that. What happened after the holdup? Which way they go?
Joe, no find them yet.
Well, you and Little Bear chase up under that bank. Look for slave tracks. It's a getaway I'm interested in.
Here you go.
You think they had the sleigh up there?
I'm afraid so.
Well, that might be it.
but I couldn't get these Indians away from the main trail.
That's an Indian all over. They have a sense of the dramatic. Always want to sit down and reenact a tragedy.
Yes, that's right. Joe and Little Bear were having quite a powwow down here in the coulee. But what's your theory about this getaway, Sergeant?
Well, they wouldn't keep the main trail. There's settled country north and south and east of us.
Oh, you think they went west?
Afraid so. If they head for the foothills, it's going to be tough.
But they have to cash in on that fur.
Oh, they might figure on laying up in the hills till things quiet down. Then make a break south.
Think? Oh, I see. Well, here's Joe again.
Oh, policeman Blair.
Yes, Joe?
Oh, Joe, him find them sleigh track up top of bank.
Yes, which way they go, Joe?
I think maybe head for Snake River.
Now, that's nice. 5 hours start, they'll be over Snake River by nightfall. We haven't a chance in the world. They'll be in the hills tomorrow.
No, policeman chief. Maybe you go fast, you catch them tonight.
What? Oh, you're crazy, Joe.
No, I say you catch them tonight. Heavy sleigh. Bad trail. You catch them.
Now, hold on, Joe. Either they have to break trail. We never catch them this side Snake River.
Pretty soon, big Chinook, he come.
Chinook? Here, hold on, Joe. You sure?
Joe, him never make mistake, policeman chief.
Well, that's different. Gosh, that's right. If a Chinook comes, we got him.
See here, Sergeant. This is all Greek to me. What is this Chinook business?
Oh, yes, I forgot. This is your first winter in the West, Marshal, eh? You see, a Chinook is a warm wind that comes suddenly in winter out here.
But what difference does that make?
Well, it looks funny, I'll admit, but the Chinook raises the temperature rapidly. Melts snow like magic. If we get a real Chinook, there'll be 10 feet of water over the ice in Snake River by midnight.
Oh, I see. Then they'd be stuck this side of the Snake River.
That's it. That is if Joe's guessed right.
Yes, sir. Big Chinook. Here come. You catch him.
That's a chance, all right. Marshal, shake up your dogs. I'll get Angus and we'll shove on to Snake River. Light sleighs, we ought to gain on those fellows pretty fast.
So that's why it's turned so warm.
Anything doing, Sergeant?
Not yet. It looks all right. Joe and Little Bear have gone to see if they can find the camp.
Well, the river's in flood all right, and it's just as hot as a summer night.
Where's Angus?
Here, Sergeant.
Right, we're about 100 yards from the river. Wonder where those Indians have got to. They've been quite a time. Wonder what's the matter.
Probably having another powwow.
Good Lord, what's that?
All right, look out. That's Joe's signal. Stand by.
Look here, Sergeant. Yon's a man coming for the trio.
Hold on. It's all right, it's Joe.
Oh, it's Moon Chief.
Well, Joe, what do you got?
I find them camp. 3 men close by river. One, you come. One man, sleep.
Yes, we come. Angus, Marshal.
Yes, Sergeant.
All right, Sergeant, right with you.
This is the plan. Now listen, Joe.
No, listen.
Now, be careful with this now. You two follow Joe. Get round behind the camp, then work in close enough to jump these fellows. I'll go straight for the camp. When you get set, I'll walk straight in on them and make the arrest. Get the idea?
Yes, all right, Sergeant.
Right, keep your guns handy, but don't shoot unless you have to. Move in quick, and I challenge them. How about those dogs, Joe?
Oh, dog, him plenty tired. Bad trail, heavy load. Him played out. No make noise.
All right, you fellows keep close to Joe. Watch your step. Better shut off now.
Who's that?
Come on, Marshal. Angus, come on.
Hey, what is this?
Get a hold of
him. Hey, wake up, Bill. Hey, a minute, what is this? Look out, pull. Hey, what's the idea? What do you mean?
All right. Stand him up, Marshal. That's it. James Henry Smith, I arrest you in the King's name for the murder of Antoine Leclerc at Long Coulee.
Huh?
Anything you say will be used against you as evidence.
So sure is it. Of course, yeah. I won't have to run into you again.
Too bad, Finger. What about that fur, Angus?
All here, I'm thinking.
Right, we'll bring up the dogs, camp here till daylight. Then we'll head back to the fort. Nice work, Joe.
Policeman chief. Joe, him, heap, big fella.
Again, Joe the man, famous Indian tracker, has proved his worth. Tune in for our next episode in Blair of the Mounties entitled The Trap.